Over the next couple of days, all eyes will be on New York. The NYPD, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the Secret Service are all preparing for a possible criminal indictment of former President Donald Trump. Barricades are up in downtown Manhattan outside the courthouse, where a grand jury is deciding whether or not to charge Trump with falsifying financial records linked to hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. For more on the preparations and the mood, we're joined by CBS White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Welcome back to KMOX.
Well, good morning.
So the barricades are up, but we knew this yesterday. CBS confirmed that no indictment was possible today, correct?
Right. So look, the fact is we don't know very much, and there's a lot of interest in this, and we're going to do our best to address that interest and provide people with information. But simply, we don't know what the state of deliberations is inside that grand jury room. We don't know where the prosecutors are in the city of New York when it comes to asking that grand jury of 23 New Yorkers to vote on any kind of indictment. We have sensed that they're getting close, and the former president has kicked up a frenzy by tweeting or truthing on his social media last Saturday that he expected he would be arrested today. There's no sign that that's going to happen today, but what has happened since is the security apparatus in New York and in this city of Washington they've ramped up security because of the attention that has been cast on this. And there are now bike racks guarding the U.S. Capitol. There are bike racks in the city of New York. And there's a great deal of speculation in newsrooms all across America as to how and when this will all play out. But the fact is that we're not inside that grand jury room, and we simply don't know.
What are we hearing from Republican Party leaders?
Well, Republicans are taking this opportunity to criticize the decisions of the New York prosecutors to take it to this place. They're suggesting that the former president is a victim of a political prosecution prior to any kind of indictment being voted on or handed up. They are rallying around the former president, and they're calling on Congress to do more to investigate the activities of the county of New York's district attorney to see whether he might be using federal funds to advance this prosecution. There's a lot of energy on the right about this and a lot of energy on the left about it, but there's not a lot of clarity in terms of where the process is, except to say that yesterday a Trump ally appeared before the grand jury. The former president was asked if he would like to testify, and he sent essentially this person in his place to try to make an alternate argument to the grand jury that whatever Michael Cohen was describing when it comes to the hush payment that he arranged for Stormy Daniels back in 2016 was not known to or related to anything that the former president directed. So and according to this attorney who spoke yesterday, he said that whatever Michael Cohen was saying to Donald Trump at the time was not what he later told the grand jury. So essentially what they're saying is Michael Cohen is lying.
What do we know about Alvin Bragg? Tell us as much as we know at this point.
Well, from my vantage point at the White House in Washington, I don't know a great deal. I don't cover New York politics, and I don't cover the New York District Attorney's Office. So I'm not best positioned to answer your question. What I can tell you is that this is a case that, according to reports, would be based on a stretching of New York's penal code. The New York law says that it is a crime to falsify business records. It is a misdemeanor to falsify business records. But if you do it in furtherance of another crime, it rises to a felony. And the suggestion has been made that what Alvin Bragg is trying to do is build a case that the Trump Organization, at Donald Trump's direction, didn't just falsify business records by paying off Michael Cohen, who relied on a home equity loan to pay off Stormy Daniels and get her to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but that in so doing, it was all in furtherance of a broader conspiracy to protect Donald Trump's interests as a candidate for president in 2016, and it amounted to an in-kind contribution to Donald Trump's campaign in excess of the federal limit. Now, I say federal because it's a key point that's sort of untested here. The New York state law says that if you falsify business records in furtherance of another crime, it's a felony. But is that crime a state crime or is it a federal crime? Campaign finance violations for a federal candidate are a federal crime. Now, there's an argument that maybe it also amounts to a violation of state law, but that too is untested. And that's why some legal analysts say that they wonder about the wisdom of bringing this case.
That is CBS's Stephen Portnoy, White House correspondent. Thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.